Welcome back to Disney News Weekly. Tonight we're going to be talking about the new Christopher Robin trailer, images from Wreck-It Ralph 2, and the Edna Mode meet and greet character at Disneyland. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Woo, guys.
So magical.
It's the best time of the week. Disney News Weekly. Oh my God, I did it right before.
Disney Movie News Weekly.
Welcome back to Disney News Weekly.
What's up, everybody?
Here on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. Yes.
We have a lot of conflicting information today.
We got it.
Yeah,
it's such
you.
A good news week. I'm ready to have fun.
This was a hype week.
How are you guys doing over there?
Doing good. Living life.
Yeah,
being the best person I can be.
Yeah,
right. Still reeling from Solo, guys.
I've seen it twice already.
You've seen it twice.
Yeah.
Better or worse on the second viewing?
He said better. You changed your mind when I asked him right after you came
home. No,
the first,
I said still good.
Oh, he said still good. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I think the first time is better just because it's like you don't know what to expect, and I think it. And we'll talk about it at the end, but I think it delivered. And the second time was fun because it's still fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we will be talking about it towards the end of the show. Are we doing spoiler or no spoiler review?
Let's let the chat decide. How was
okay.
That?
Well, let us know in the chat if you'd like us to do a spoiler-filled review or a no-spoiler review. But either way, it's at the end, so if you don't want to hear any of our thoughts, we'll get through the news first, and then we'll get to Solo.
I think Solo's, it had an abysmal opening, but I think it's one of those movies that a lot of people went and saw opening weekend, right? It's a Star Wars movie. I mean, a lot of people that are into it already.
I'm going to hold it back until we have that discussion.
Okay, we'll get there later, but
first, we have a new trailer for Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Let's watch it.
Let the tears...
Like a party.
Come on, babe.
What should happen if you forget about me?
Oh, God.
I won't ever forget about you, Pooh.
Oh,
promise.
No.
Not even when I'm 100.
Obi-Wan forgot about you.
Yikes.
We should be working this weekend, Robin.
But I promised my wife and daughter I'd take them away this weekend.
All hands on deck.
You won't be coming to the cottage.
Well, it can't be helped.
Agent Carter. What's happening now?
Agent right Carter and Obi-Wan, dude. Marvel Universes combined.
What to do indeed.
Oh, my God. This movie's going to crush me.
Christopher Robin.
No. The tree I remember was in the countryside, not here in London. There's no opening.
I suppose it's where it needs to be.
Well, that's a silly explanation.
Why, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I need your help. I've lost all of my friends.
Oh, let's get to the bottom of this. Look up, Pooh. Here I come. Fear that I am stuck.
Have you just eaten honey?
I have not just eaten honey. I wonder which way.
I always get to where I'm going by walking away from where I have been.
Oh, are you?
That's the
profound.
Way
hello, you.
Christopher Robin, it's you. Played again.
Let's go see if we can find Piglet. I've already
seen the way he just picks up Eeyore.
Hello,
like
everyone.
It. Get over here.
So nice to see you all again.
Why, thank you.
Silly old bear.
You're so cute.
I was wrong about work. I was wrong about everything. Oh. And I've got to get back to my family.
Farewell, Christopher Robin. I would have liked it to go on for a while longer. Perhaps it's our turn to save Christopher.
Come here, this Pooh just sounds super sad in this movie.
That's what it sounds like all the time.
Pooh always sounds very inquisitive. Yes.
Do you know where he is?
I do.
Let's bounce.
Yay, Tigger! He's always my favorite.
Imposterous imposter. Look at him.
Tigger! Eel! Piglet!
If anyone wants to clap, now is the time to do it.
Eeyore's my spirit animal.
Oh, bother.
Don't stay dead.
I don't remember being cheery.
People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day.
Oh, Pooh.
Oh, Pooh.
No, Pooh, that's not the... Oh, never mind.
You didn't know you were getting a philosophy movie, did you?
Okay, well, okay, this is going to be so sad, honestly.
Nah.
What? No?
No.
I think it's going to be sad.
Just going to be feels.
They set it up when it's like, never forget like, about you. I'm not going to forget about you.
Is it Toy Story 3 ending sad? That's what it looks like.
I just, okay, so Leslie, our friend Leslie, who runs the Disney Bound blog, posted on Facebook that she was like, I'm super concerned because if this doesn't end with them all being together forever, then, like, I'm just going to die inside.
Well, I think how it might end is they might be like, well, we're going to stay in your daughter's imagination now to carry
the
on
very
our,
Toy
yeah,
Story 3.
I think that's the way it will
Don't
end.
Don't worry, Pooh, I'm going to give you to the
Salvation Army, the armed forces.
You're gonna join the army, Pooh. You're gonna fight for your country, Pooh Bear.
I just was like, I had like the dumbest smile on my face, like the same smile I had when the first time I saw the fireworks as an adult at Disneyland. Mm. Like, it's just like this movie's, I just feel like it's all the feels and is going to crush me, but at the same time lift me out of a dark hole.
I think this movie is the spiritual sequel to both Toy Story 3 and Muppets Take Manhattan. That's what we're gearing up for.
Another funny thing about the marketing for this movie is that, you know, Disney has pages for all their movies, but they also have them for a lot of their characters. And over on the official Disney Eeyore page, Eeyore posted the new poster for Christopher Robin and wrote, I'm in this poster. Not that anyone would notice me.
Oh, my
God. Not that anyone would
notice
me.
It's just so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Eeyore
so funny.
Is such a mood.
I just love it.
He's just the best.
Who's your favorite Winnie the Pooh character?
Tigger.
Tigger's like the bounce, yeah.
Tigger's my favorite.
Piglet, probably.
Someone in the chat is asking if the gopher's going to be in it. No, the gopher's not going to be in it. That's like a Disney Channel version. Like, he gets added later.
But Rabbit has to be in it. And Owl.
He always talks
Kangaroo,
like this.
And...
yeah.
Good one. Owl?
Owl has... No, no, no.
He's in it.
No. Like, I had like a Owl. Tigger... Like, I had a Tigger stuffed animal that was like my thing, like when I was little. Tigger's always been my boo.
I don't know who I like.
I like Am Piglet, you know.
I like Am Piglet, you know.
I am.
Can you just tweet that?
I like Am Piglet.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
You're not Eeyore, Leo.
No. Eeyore's just my mood, but he's not like my favorite. I've always liked Rabbit because he's just that. Neuroses. He's just always freaking out. He's paranoid about everything. He's like a fun character, but I don't know if I have a favorite.
Good times.
Rue.
I rode on the Winnie the Pooh ride for the first time when I went to Disneyland a couple weeks ago. And
for the first time ever?
Yeah.
You got them heffalumps in you?
The heffalumps and woozles are terrifying.
They're confusals.
And I hate them.
Yeah.
Did you see the heads?
I had flashbacks.
Did you see the mountain heads?
The heads of the... What do you mean the mountain heads? You mean like the bear's heads?
The Country Bear Jamboree.
Yes.
No. Oh, don't they all represent different moods? Allison Scott says that kind of makes kind of sense.
People say that they represent
Inside Out,
different mental disorders.
That makes a lot more sense.
But that is a fan myth.
That makes sense.
I doubt Disney was like,
I have
anxiety,
ADHD,
fear.
And Tigger's ADHD.
Pooh is hunger, I guess.
Hunger.
Yeah, because he always wants the honey. He's got a rumbly in his tumbly.
Anyway.
Depression.
Depression.
Yeah. Anxiety.
FOMO.
Anxiety, yeah. FOMO, that's not
That's not a real
That's the gopher,
that's not a
he's
real
not in this
disorder.
Movie. I want to be part of it. I can't do it.
So I feel like the rest of the world found out this week that Maleficent 2 is happening, although everyone here on Disney News Weekly has known for like a year.
Like,
don't you
years.
Feel like everyone just found out?
Yeah. I've been seeing it in the news all over the place lately.
Yeah, it's because production just began officially on Maleficent 2, so everyone's been finding out that it is happening. And additionally, Michelle Pfeiffer has joined the cast.
Oh.
You can see from that chair,
she plays
the Queen.
The movie, why did I just blank? Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. It's Stardust. So Stardust is one of my favorite movies.
Really?
I love it. With Claire Danes and Robert De Niro in drag.
The gay pirate.
It is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I think Michelle Pfeiffer is wonderful in it. All so right. If she's going to be anything like she was in Stardust in this movie, I'm on board.
This is like the most random favorite movie of all time. My favorite movie is Warriors of Virtue.
No. My real favorite movie of all time is The Patriot.
Oh, okay.
But Stardust,
really?
Yeah.
With Mel Gibson? It is a dope movie.
Yeah, it's a dope movie. Yeah. It's like history and it's fun and it's Mel Gibson, Heath Ledger. Like,
America Braveheart.
Yeah, basically. more historically accurate. But still not.
Stardust. Oh my gosh, people in the chat.
Yeah, you know you love Stardust. You know that's
Wasn't it supposed to be a series that didn't get anything else?
I don't know.
Was it one of those failed,
I loved it.
Failed, like,
did you
fantasy
guys,
trilogies? Like Golden Camp, yeah, it was in that vein.
Like Golden Compass, but no, because it was based off a book. But I don't I think it's just a single book.
It is just.
Okay. They pretty much wrapped it up at the end of the story. But
smart move.
Did you see the picture that Elle Fanning tweeted? Do we have that or
no?
Just
like Angelina Jolie behind her with the horns popping out, and then Angelina Jolie's like,
It looks. It's like, oh, Angelina Jolie has a personality.
When is Maleficent going to be like a bad guy? Like, how many movies is it going to take?
I don't know. We're going to bring up this picture.
Never.
It's fun.
They reformed her.
Her, and then she became bad randomly again later. Oh, wait, no, because this takes place after Sleeping Beauty. Yeah.
So her wings have been clipped.
Yeah, because Maleficent takes place during... It is Sleeping Beauty.
It's Sleeping Beauty.
It's just her perspective.
Yeah.
And this is a sequel. So Sleeping Beauty
is awake.
But doesn't Maleficent die? Doesn't the prince kill her when she's a dragon?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen in the retelling.
What happens? I don't remember.
I don't either.
Listen. She's the one who wakes her up with True Love's kiss because she loves Aurora.
It's like a Frozen situation. But like not sisters, like more of a motherly.
Because she puts the curse on her because she's mad because she was with the king.
I want to be with Charlton Copley.
As children, she was in love with the king.
Charlton.
Remember?
Yeah.
So he clipped her wings, and then she put a curse on the child. But then when she was like watching
needlessly clipped her wings.
No, it was messed up for
sure. It was one of the. I remember that scene.
It's traumatic.
Because it is a very traumatic scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she watches Aurora grow up and kind of becomes fond of her and then starts talking to her when she's a little bit older. And she's like, oh my God, you're my fairy godmother, clearly. And she's like, oh my God.
This is not that type of fairy tale, honey.
Yeah.
Are you not afraid of me, child?
Yeah. I remember. And so when it comes down to it, she fights the king with leather jeggings, badass outfit.
Angelina does.
And she turns her raven into a dragon.
Oh,
that's right. The raven is like the doer.
But then they win, and then she wakes Aurora up because the prince couldn't do his job.
I don't remember.
And that's why the prince got fired.
Yeah, she gets her wings back at the end. Yeah, because when she goes near them, they fly out of the case and they reattach themselves.
The wings. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? God, I don't remember
anything. Remember the king is the guy from District 9?
Charlton Copley, that's exactly what I was just saying.
I'm pulling it up on IMDb right now. I gotta see this.
God, Sarah.
I don't know his name.
Charlton Copley. Someone's saying that Neil Gaiman wrote the book. That would explain why it's mediocre. Okay.
Oh,
the Maleficent book?
No, the Stardust book.
Stardust.
Oh.
Maleficent?
Anyway, no one knows what the story's about yet. Except Maleficent. For maybe Disney Film Facts.
Maleficent knows. It's about Maleficent. Just kidding. What could it be about? Okay, let's, like we did with Solo, let's theorize. What is this movie about, Sarah?
It's going to be about, like, the Prince more, I think.
No. Oh, it's about
like a love story, actually.
Okay. So it's like, my dear child, now that we've overcome all of the tribulations of our past and you're awake with true love's kiss, let me show you what the world is actually like. Get on Tinder and meet a prince.
This is what's going to happen. Okay. It's going to be literally like Maleficent still trying to be a part of Aurora's life after she killed her dad. And trying to
who
was psychotic, yes. But then we have Michelle Pfeiffer, who is obviously the widowed queen now, and it's going to be like this probably like challenge of power. These two powerful women like trying to influence.
And she's going to show her a world of magic. She's like, let me show you
what the land of the fairies.
She's the land of fairies. The world.
And then Aurora's going to be like, yo, I want to dance with these owls in capes. And we're going to get that scene.
And then Maleficent, and then the queen is going to be like, yeah, but you're betrothed to this prince who we have to marry now your dad is gone.
I don't think so because she's too...
Oh my God, I'm so over this.
She's an empowered woman. She won her wings back.
Who cares?
Both. It was an allegory. And it was also literal, and she's now like,
I'm going to teach you new power. We'll find out soon, okay?
And then she's going to start losing her to the prince, and she's going to lose her mind, and then the prince is going to fight to free her from the grip of Maleficent.
Anyway, we got some cool Mulan casting news.
Let's talk about it.
Sarah's like shutting us down.
I love all of the theories in the chat. Like, everyone's like, no, here's what's going to happen.
This is really difficult. These names are very difficult for me to pronounce.
Oh, yeah, an enemy fairy kingdom is going to attack.
Leo, we've moved on.
You guys have. All right, let's move on.
Sarah's trying to pronounce names without...
Donnie Yen.
Nope. Hey, Ron...
He is in it, though.
Ron Yuan.
Correct. Ron Yuan. He was just in studio the other day.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
He's in Mulan, maybe. In talks.
Ron Yuan.
What is he doing here?
Utkarsh Ambudkar.
Utkarsh Ambudkar.
Who is Rishi on Mindy Project. That's what I know him from. He's Mindy's little brother.
I thought he looked familiar.
He's Mindy's little brother on the Mindy Project.
Huh.
So it's being reported that they're going to be in the cast. It's unofficial. I'm just going to call him Rishi, would play a con artist while Yuan is a loyal sergeant second in command of the Imperial Regiment.
Yuan's going to be the man. Yuan's going to have a moment, because you guys know how I like to theorize about moments in movies.
Tell us about Yuan's going to have a moment
where, like, the general's going to be like, you must see to it that so-and-so never does the thing. And then he's going to be like, yes, commander. And then the moment's going to come, and it's going to be, like, raining, and he's going to look the other way. And he's going to let the thing happen. And he knows it.
Like Mulan, a woman to fight in the army.
Yeah, exactly. Like she's like, but I have to get to the thing. Otherwise, the fireworks will never. And he's like, go, child. Go now. And then it's like,
oh, never speak of this again.
Yeah, he disobeyed the orders. And then he's going to die in the process. And then she's going to win it for him.
Okay. I don't know if that's quite right. But okay. Well, Leo, I'll
write it
you
down.
Live in your fantasies.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so? Do we know anything else? Is that it?
No.
Okay. So that one's slowly coming along, which is kind of exciting.
I'm so... Like, that is, I think, the next Disney movie that I'm most looking forward to.
Mulan?
Mulan, yeah.
Me too. I'm really curious. I think they've... You know, the last few years or the last few movie live-action interpretations has been Disney sort of figuring it out a little bit and not quite hit. Like, Maleficent was the first one, and it was kind of like way out in left field.
Well, Alice was the first one.
Okay, yeah, no, technically it's Alice. But Alice, you can do whatever you want every single time, make it completely
crazy.
What
about Jeremy Sumpter's Peter Pan?
That's not Disney.
I know.
But the best Peter Pan movie, in my opinion. And then, like, they were like, okay, maybe not so much. And then you see what they did with Jungle Book, and they're like, now we're talking. And you see what they did with Cinderella, and they're like, all right, that's definitely better. Now we're on the right path. So now with Mulan, they've kind of, you know, they've gone through some exercises now. Mulan, what
if it's... Is Lion King coming out before Mulan? I can't remember.
I don't remember the timeline.
Lion King is July.
Is it next year? Is Aladdin's before Mulan? Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is the order? Can we look up the timeline?
Yeah, let's just look it up.
Wasn't he Donald in Pitch Perfect? Was he? Yeah, he was. Wait, was that? Yeah. He was. He was Donald in Pitch Perfect. What's the character? What's the name? Mindy's brother.
Mindy. Oh, yeah.
Rishi.
Rishi.
First, Dumbo in March of 2019. Then Aladdin, May 2019. Then Lion King, July 2019. Mulan, 2020.
2019. Packed.
Mulan is not until 2020.
Packed.
It got moved,
and
remember?
Infinity War 2.
Remember how Mulan was supposed to be 2019 and then they pushed it?
Do other companies make movies anymore? Or is it just Disney?
Just Disney.
Seriously, dude.
Just Disney.
Although Deadpool was cool.
I have not seen
Deadpool.
Which,
by the way, Disney owns them now.
Yeah. although Netflix has surpassed Disney in...
by 0.4 billion. Okay.
0.4 billion is a lot.
I looked it up and it's like Netflix is like 152.7 billion and Disney's like 152.3 billion.
They broke.
I was like, okay, everyone, calm down.
My boyfriend was very excited.
Remember, guys, technically correct is the best kind of correct.
Okay, Allison was letting me know that there is a little bit of info about Maleficent 2. It picks up several years later and continues to explore the relationship between the two of them as they form new alliances and face adversaries to protect the moors where Maleficent is from and the magical creatures within.
Oh, so it's Ferngully.
Maybe.
Okay.
Wait. That was Maleficent?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Sit. One more time.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I didn't know what you were... I was like, that doesn't sound like Mulan.
It's about protecting where Maleficent came from.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
From?
Adversaries.
The fairy... She's from the fairy world, so I was right.
Oh, my God.
And she's protecting it from the magical creatures. Boom! Guys.
Avatar 2.
Hire us. Disney, hire us. James Cameron, hire us.
Avatar 2, Ferngully, Pocahontas.
Avatar 2, enter the Maleficent.
This movie's been made 3 times already.
God.
Next year definitely is super packed.
I honestly can't believe that they're putting all of these movies in the same year. It's because they have so many now. And they're trying to cram it in while it's hot.
This year has already felt so packed.
Dude, this year's summer blockbusters are insane.
It's just been nuts.
They're insane. What else do we have this year coming out? What are the other big ones? We've got Incredibles 2 coming out soon.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Mary Poppins.
Mary, yeah.
Pooh Bear in August.
Pooh Bear. Mowgli is not Disney. That no. is true.
Also, there's no more other Star Wars movie coming out this year, correct?
No, yeah, no. So. We're good on that for a while.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man. And the Wasp.
Mm-hmm. Two movies.
Is Black is Black Panther 2 next year, too, as well?
Probably. I can't keep track anymore.
This is insane. It's too much.
There's so many movies coming out
constantly. I don't think they've announced. Oh, have they?
I love the movie.
February 2022. It's not next year.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is all so interesting how they're doing it. But it does make sense. Like, cram all
Nutcracker,
of it.
Nutcracker. Everyone's reminding us.
Oh, Nutcracker. Oh. Another one. Yeah, but I wouldn't call that one a blockbuster.
It is. I think it's a Christmas movie.
It's the holiday experience.
But movie. When isn't it cold?
Blockbusters are the crazy high budget summer movies.
Nicole is going to the streaming service, you guys. It's not coming to theaters anymore.
Dude, Nicole keeps getting put on the back
burner. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ouch. God, although, this is a thing. A lot of times on streaming services, you get viewed more. But, anyways.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wonder how that's going to roll out for them. I'm really interested.
That. When Black Panther did so well, everyone was like, it would have done better on Netflix. It's like, okay, it still did fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did great. it's just fine.
Disney's not shedding any tears over that. But what else we got, Sarah?
Oh, okay, moving on. So, Pixar Fest is in full swing already at the Disneyland Resort, but Pixar Pier is
by the
opening.
Way, real quick, sorry to interrupt. Disney Film Facts. Nicole is called Noelle now.
I know. We just joke about Nicole.
But we call it Nicole.
Because she's cold.
Because they missed an excellent opportunity to call
we
it Nicole.
We know it's Noelle. I know. Sorry.
Sorry. Reporting. We had to clarify for the in-joke.
Noelle, a.k.a. Nicole.
the rise of Nicole.
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue now. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Pixar Fest has been in full swing at the Disneyland Resort for a while now, but this coming month, June, Pixar Pier opens at Disney California Adventure, and with it, we are receiving from the gods a end-of-mode meet-and-greet experience.
Yes, darling.
Here's a preview. Yes.
Let's look.
She gonna talk to us?
Scary.
No, she does not talk.
That pose.
But she's so tall now.
They probably are chipmunk height. So they probably stand at the tippy top of the head around 5'5".
She's probably Mickey height. Yeah, she's probably 5'2". Yeah.
Well, the actor is.
I am upset.
What do you mean the actor? It's Edna.
Sorry. Her friend is.
I'm upset that she can't talk to me and judge my outfit.
Yeah. I know. They set a precedent.
She's going to do this.
You know what I mean? They set a precedent with Incredibles characters being
God, the pantomime
suited.
Is yeah. So
yeah, her actions are really good.
She'll be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or be like, oh.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited to meet her.
Yeah, no, it'll be really good.
She looks like Mr. Burns, but like.
Smithers? Are those her real hands?
They're gloves. I mean, skin.
Okay.
Either way, it's gross.
That's a good answer. I like it. I don't care. I mean, all of them are creepy. What do you want? You know what I mean?
Everyone's so creepy.
Have you seen Mrs. Incredible?
Dat Butt Doe.
Dat Butt Doe.
Thick.
She's thick. When Merida started coming to the parks, it was rumored that John Lasseter wanted her to be suited because all Pixar characters are. And they had to fight to have her be a face character because she's
really?
Also a princess.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And Lasseter was like, I want her to have a football head.
Yeah.
And then Disney was like, no, we want her to be able to... We want her to be able to say, embrace your fate.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to meet her.
I'm really excited. Where is she going to be posted up?
She'll be on Pixar Pier, I'm sure. Probably by the Incredicoaster.
Okay,
When another thing I did when I went to Disneyland a couple weeks ago is I did the Churro Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
That was a mistake. I've never felt so sick in my life.
Yeah, everybody was tagging me in that. And I'm like, guys.
The Churro Challenge is fun. It is. It's very easy. You can get the pin even without buying the churros if you just collect the stickers. But if you're going to do it and there's like 2 to 3 people, just buy one churro and try it between because 4 churros is a lot, guys.
Speak for yourself.
Misty brings up a good point. How many people do you, well, she says she's going to need someone to do this, but I bet this is going to happen a lot. How many people do you think are going to wear a cape
oh my
to
God.
Meet Edna to piss her off. It's going to be the new Andy's coming.
Darling, I don't think you should wear that cape.
Well, she's not going to tell you that.
She's going
to
be like...
I wish it was like a thing, like, what's his... like Kylo Ren can like do little...
Right.
Like, hand. Little I wish things. Like... Because she has so many great lines.
I know,
and
they really
could,
should.
You need a teacher.
He was so mean to me.
Well, he's a Sith.
So mean to me.
He's a Sith.
That's what he runs the
Empire.
He
would not let me join the First Order with him. He said I wasn't worthy.
You don't make the cut, you laugh too much.
Basically.
There's no smiling.
But then he was like pushy, and it was like, I was like, you're really stressing me out, dude.
Kylo can push me around, whatever. Oh.
Yeah, so it got brought up in the chat. Just a reminder that not all of Pixar Pier is opening at the end of June. The Incredicoaster, the rethemed Ferris wheel, and Midway will be open, but Jessie's carousel, Inside Out attraction, and a lot of the shops will not be open for a while.
It's like a soft opening, really, where you can just...
It's a slow rollout.
Yeah. Well, like, the main attractions that get people moving through the park and circulating them and giving them something to do.
Right, because no one goes over there yet.
Right.
I'm very excited for the Incredicoaster. I will not be paying the $300.
I mean,
though,
it's the same ride. I'm wondering how the experience is going to
change. No, I heard there's going to be show scenes.
Show scenes?
What?
In the ride?
You know how, like, there's those tunnels?
Yeah.
They're kind of completely closed now, and it's unclear whether there will literally be figures in there or screens.
I mean, fitting a figure in there is kind of tight, no? It would be cool if it was some sort of, like... Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. As you go through there.
What's like Dash like running along next to you?
That's what I heard.
Frozone going over you with ice.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
I might have heard that.
Every time you go on, you get a different hero in there.
That'd be kind of
interesting. I think, well, they're redoing the whole queue, so I think there might be like a scene before you start.
On the countdown?
Like you go through and like then you go on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
I was kind of, because something popped up on my newsfeed or something about that it's the Guardians ride has been open now for a year.
Yeah, there's figures, sorry.
And it makes me have hope that, like, the lines won't be too crazy for too long because I feel like Guardians is definitely doable if people really want to ride it. Like, it's not, like, a crazy wait anymore. Mm-hmm. So you just got to wait a couple months, and then you can get in there.
Yeah, everybody's saying that Dash is in the first tunnel.
Yeah, they got caught deadly hauling Dash up into the tube. There is a physical Dash.
There's a physical Confirmed. Dash. Confirmed Dash.
I knew I had my sources.
But I'm just saying, like, I wonder how it's going to sort of work on the ride, you know?
Someone posted a photo of the figure. Can you just imagine?
It's like Fassie's upside down. That's kind of cool. Yeah, no, I'm interested to ride it. I've always thought that was a fun ride. A bit short, but still really fun. But I'm glad that you'll be able to kind of get to that part of the park again and allow people to move through.
I'm just like, I'm honestly not looking forward to going on Screamin' again.
Oh, yeah, you
why
don't
do
like
you,
that.
Why do you hate roller
coasters? I just like, I'm just...
Why do you hate fun, Sarah?
Stop. Screamin' is like the best thrill ride.
I don't know if I've literally been on Screamin' since I met you.
Like that first date.
Oh,
Did we go on it on our first date? And I only did it because of, like, I was too embarrassed to be like, I don't want to go on it.
Sarah did all these things that she hated just to impress me.
Well, because first you were like, let's do Tower of Terror. And I was like, no. And you were like, let's do Screamin'. And I was like, okay.
Let's just summarize the day. I was like, let's do fun things. And you were like, okay.
I just don't. This is what I hate the most is a fast launch. I hate a fast launch.
So you do not like Space
Tower
Mountain.
Tower of Terror is not fast.
Space Mountain doesn't have a fast launch.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Tower of Terror doesn't have a fast launch.
It's a fast drop.
That's different. That's a different thing. So the reason why I don't, like, I can handle all of the Incredicoaster. Like, the loop is so whatever to me, but I hate the launch.
I love
the I'm just sitting there freaking
that's the
out.
The part of the ride.
That is. It's so much
like,
fun.
You're like, whoa! 3 Gs.
Yes.
God. Yeah. Anyway.
Now you probably really hate Guardians because it literally blasts you up.
That's the best.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling either. But that's a different kind of launch. Mm. I don't like the being pushed forward because then I just run out of breath and I'm like... That's what literally happens. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. You can hang out on the bench while I have a good time. Well, you have to go on it because it's
new. No, I have to go on it. I will go on it.
I can't wait for this video that's going to be posted.
Sarah throwing up in a trash can.
No, I don't think she'll be throwing up. I just think she'll be freaking out.
There is a video like that after Tower Guardians. She's like, I hated it. It's like a video for just like, I didn't want to. I'm never going on it again. I never. And Tracy Hines, oh my gosh, I'm sick.
Tracy and I were so screwed. Sick. Tracy and I.
God, you guys are boring.
Yeah, so anyway, the great news always drops on Wednesdays, which is really awesome for us. So today we got new images from Wreck-It Ralph, which is super exciting. There's three of them. And
who does Blue Creature?
This is the first one.
That's Sadness?
No, her name is Yes.
Yes!
And she's voiced by Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. This is
who's Taraji P. Henson?
Mr. Noah, is that his name? I forget what his name is.
Ask Jeeves.
Like he's basically Ask Jeeves. He's voiced by Andrew Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
I was like, his brother. He's got a career. Tudyk.
Evil twin.
What's his name, Mr. Noah? What is it?
Mr. Noah?
No, what is his name? I'm looking in the article.
His name is
Knows More. Sorry.
That's
it's
cool.
So funny because he was like King Candy Google and now he's back. Jews. You know?
Yeah.
Well, he's like the boy, right? He's the new Ratzenberger.
Yeah, kind of. And this is the most anticipated thing of all time.
Princess.
A shot of all the princesses, excluding Mulan, Ariel, and Merida, who are in the scene but not in this photo.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! We've been waiting.
Yeah. I like that they're in the room that looks like the Princess Fantasy Fair.
Yeah.
It looks just like that little
area. I love that Cinderella's brushing Pocahontas's hair.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even
notice that. It's giving me life right now.
And then Elsa and Moana are over there being like, we're the real moneymakers.
There's
now
little like emblems on the blue things on top of the things for each of them. Like you can see a shoe.
Is that the Corona sun?
And you can see the sun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their style is really interesting.
Look at, I like Belle is reading a book to everyone.
Just like in the middle of the room.
That's actually not Belle. That's a Princess Birthday Party company that was hired to come in.
Oh, okay. I've been there.
So, yeah, this, what's cool is that like you can tell that they redid, even though Moana and like Anna and Elsa are CGI and Rapunzel, like they redid their figures
models
so that they all look the same. Yeah. You know, like
so
all
now,
of them
instead
look cohesive,
of everyone looking like Rapunzel.
They all kind of look like Disney Infinity figures.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have those proportions, like the big heads, the thinner bodies.
Kingdom Hearts, anyone? That's what it reminds me of.
Honestly, that's kind of what it, yeah, I got that vibe.
And also, if you didn't remember, all the original voice actors that are still alive came back to voice their princesses, which is pretty cool.
It'll be cool to hear them.
Yeah. It's like Paige O'Hara and Jodie Benson and all of them.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
That was, so when I saw Beauty and the Beast at the Hollywood Bowl, like it was better than Little Mermaid, but Jodie Benson was so much better than Zooey Deschanel, obviously. Well,
yeah.
But Rebel Wilson was hilarious as LeFou. And the guy who played the Beast, literally the best male vocalist I've ever heard live.
Really?
I don't even know. Anthony Evans is his name, and I have a recording, and I just listened to it because it's like heaven opened up and like what an angel would sound like. And he sang Evermore, and it was incredible. But yeah, Taye Diggs was fun too.
Who was Taye Diggs?
Is
it guest on? I'm going to watch clips from that.
I will show you that.
We couldn't go. So we were going to go check it out, but then we had something else that night. We couldn't make it, which is kind of a bummer.
It's really hard for me to be convinced to go to the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
It's so tough because
that is a
slog. It took us like an hour and a half to get out.
It's not even easy to Uber. Like,
yeah,
it's
remember
so, to Uber
last time we were like trapped there. We couldn't.
That's how
leave.
It was
yeah.
for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the security, there was like a cop there, and he was just like, "Yep, sucks Hollywood Bowl."
You
time.
Would think that they would have a better system, but they really don't.
Nope. They do not. They haven't figured it out. It's just like old LA. I mean, LA didn't have any real city planning to begin with.
Yeah.
And then when you're trying to incorporate this new infrastructure of public transportation, it's like LA's like, we didn't build a city for convenience.
We built a city for rock and roll.
We built the city.
Anyway. So, but I like the look of the princesses, but just the thought alone of the fact that we have all of the princesses meeting in official Disney canon is crazy.
It's really fun.
It's so cool.
I'm so happy that
never thought
they're
in a million
doing
years,
it.
Yeah. Right?
It's going
to
be.
Have we ever had any princesses meet before in official? Like, and talk to each other, have a conversation?
Yeah, Princess Anna and Queen Elsa.
Well, okay. Get at him.
Just saying.
No, Moana is not an official Disney princess. Neither is Anna or Elsa.
But
so.
They're Disney princesses.
Right.
Yeah. But Rapunzel did go to
She did go to the coronation.
That's true. So. But like, again, no dialogue between...
I don't think so.
Like, we've never had them truly acknowledge each other, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, maybe the Mickey Mouse Club had them sitting at a table together, but they don't talk to each other, you know?
What? What is this
Mickey? What is it like? Leave the jungle
House
before...
House of Mouse.
Sorry, it's a Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
House
of
Mouse.
What?
Yeah.
Leave the jungle before it makes you hard.
Oh my God, no. There's this scene about? From House of Mouse where...
Have you guys seen this?
It's no. so funny, where Jiminy Cricket just, like, scolds everybody.
He spills tea on everybody.
Yeah, he's just like... If someone named Foulfellow invites you to a place called Pleasure Island, don't go.
Wait, where is this video?
It's so funny. I'll post a link to it in the chat your Star Wars video.
This is insane. Okay, so we're done with the news for the most part?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to bring up that.
We're going to talk about Solo.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Solo. But leading into Solo, before we get to that, we just thought it'd be kind of fun. Steven, who's running the booth up there today, he thought it'd be cool if we actually we've been talking about this on the show for a couple of months, when we're like, oh, we're making a lightsaber video, yada, yada, yada. And then we told you guys to watch it. Don't know if you did, but we thought it might be fun to just show it to you guys here, because it's only a minute and a half long. So here is the lightsaber choreography battle that Keaton and I learned choreography for.
Yes.
And your boyfriend directed it.
Yes.
And we just did it because we thought it would be fun to do, and we would like to show it to you guys.
It was fun to do.
It was
I'm, like,
fun
really,
to do.
Like, I feel very nervous to show this right
Me
now.
Too. Me
weird.
Too.
But
we'll check it out.
Whatever. Oh, there we go. See what's happening.
Oh. I'm just going to read the comments.
I know. I don't want to look at it right now.
Girl, that hurt, by the way.
Yo, whenever I show this to my friends, they're all like, oh! You punched him!
Punch him.
Like, yeah, but he gets me back.
So weird watching it, knowing other people are watching it.
I know, it's very strange. It's very strange. Always gotten good, you know.
Look at this emotion. Look at that acting range.
The best part was when he fell, like, the first or second time, and his wig fell off.
Oh my God, it flew off my head.
And it was all, like, gross and...
Wait, just when you think it's over.
Is it?
Oh, Rey's bad!
Ah! Oh.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed that. It was fun to show it to you.
Yeah, that was fun.
Please feel free to let us know your thoughts in the chat. But
just be kind.
All of that to say, you can never question our Star Wars fandom ever again.
We made a Star Wars fan film, so sit down.
You killed Kylo. How
I did
dare
kill
you?
Kylo.
You know how many
This is why he didn't like me at the end.
How many hearts were broken?
I'm sorry.
No more Kylo. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, the wig. Guys, that wig flew out of my head so many damn times. But it was a mood.
All right, we only have 5 minutes to talk about Solo. Are we
going
to do spoilers or no spoilers?
Well, it was an even split in the chat.
Let's do no spoilers.
No spoilers? Okay.
Okay, I can do no spoilers pretty.
Okay, no spoilers. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. Suffice to say, I don't think it's a great movie, but it's certainly a good movie. It is a really good movie. It is a fun movie. It is something that Star Wars has never done before, in that it is entirely brain dead. It is single track. It is exactly what you expect to get out of the movie. It is a heist action adventure. They purposely try not to deviate too much because we didn't even want to know that much about Solo in the first place. We just kind of want to see Han Solo go on an adventure. And that is the aspect that I enjoyed about it. All of the nods to the expanded universe, or Legends as we... Well, yeah, Legends is official canon now, right? Yeah. And I thought all of the nods were really cool. They were a little bit more subtle. They weren't so in your face. The things that were in your face were annoying, but the rest of the stuff was enjoyable enough for me to move past it. And that is my non-spoilery, very vague, but somewhat aimed review. Keaton, you were chomping at the bit.
I agree with a lot that you said. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good movie. It wasn't a great movie. Mm-hmm. It didn't blow my mind. I did enjoy it more than
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Mm.
See, I think it was more fun than Rogue One, but I think Rogue One is the better movie.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that it was more fun.
It was way more fun.
It's more fun.
It's the funnest Star Wars movie, for sure.
I was very surprised that my favorite character, obviously besides Chewie, of the whole thing, and like my favorite kind of the acting in it, was Emilia Clarke as Kira. Really? I thought she
was boring.
I thought she did great, and I thought she did great with what she had,
for sure.
And I was very, because I had very low expectations for her, and I had higher, I think, I had very low expectations for the guy who played Han.
Same. But I thought he was fun. I thought he was fine. This is young and spunky Han.
It just felt like a cosplay injured. Version of Han Solo that, did. Like, a fan film. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. Which is, and it was a great fan film.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is a really good fan film.
That's exactly how I felt. But I just think all of this expanded Star Wars universe, as much fun as it is, it's taking, I don't want Star Wars to become Marvel in that, like, everything blends together and I don't even know.
Without any spoilers, there's hints of that possibility.
I know. There's a lot of hints of that possibility. Yeah.
I thought Emilia Clarke did good with the material that she had. I just thought that Kira's character was a little bland and boring. I couldn't really root for her because every moment that she has, it's supposed to be character developing, is almost completely erased in the next scene that she's in. So, yeah, it was fine. I thought that Donald Glover's impression of Billy Dee Williams was really, really on point. I thought
it was over the top.
It was a little bit. I was about to say I kind of would have liked to see him make it his own a little bit more, but it was spot on, you know. And he was cool.
I thought it was. I didn't believe him.
Oh really? I believed his Lando more than I believed the other guy's Han. But mm-hmm. but I liked
well, that. I agree with
but
that.
But at the same time, he made Han his own. Mm-hmm. Like Donald Glover did a great job of doing a Billy Dee Williams impersonation. Mm-hmm. He didn't do a good job of making Lando his own. But he was still enjoyable for me to watch on screen, with that said.
So. I guess it just felt inconsistent. Sarah, how did you feel about the movie as a whole?
I really liked it. I liked it like as much as Force Awakens. I liked it more than The Last Jedi. I agree Rogue One is a better movie, but I had more fun watching mm-hmm. Solo. I thought Alden did a really good job. I think that people's complaints about him are kind of unfounded.
Oh, we had a theory about this I want to mm-hmm. talk about as well.
I don't think we can get into it too much. It's very brief. Okay, yeah, people are just like, he wasn't Han enough, and I'm like, but this is a different Han than we know. He's not the Han that we see in the originals yet.
I agree with that.
I just thought it was fun. Yeah. People don't need to think so hard about it.
See, I think a lot of what happened, because, you know, everybody was going in skeptical because they were like, oh, they brought in an acting coach and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Now, what was it? Like 50% of that movie was already shot when they brought in Ron Howard. Mm-hmm. And the reason they brought him in is because the other directors, I cannot remember their names for the life of me right now, but they're known, they were making the movie very comedic and very improv heavy. And Disney was, Kathleen Kennedy was like, no, it's not going to be improv heavy. We want it to be scripted because that's what Star Wars movies are. And my theory is that the acting coach that was brought in was to help, what's his name, Alden?
Mm-hmm.
Was to help Alden improv. I think he's fine when he's delivering lines. And you see little hints of the improv chunks that were filmed in the movie. Like, there's a part where he's talking to Lady Proxima and how him not dying... This is the beginning of the movie, guys. And him not dying is like... He's like, well, I got away with my life. That's valuable to me. I mean, mm-hmm. that's... You mm-hmm. can tell that that's like an improv line. There's little chunks of the previous director's work in there. And I think... Because Alden's a very, like, traditional actor. You know, like, mm-hmm. that's like his style. He's very, give him the lines and he'll deliver them. But I think that the improv, probably not a strong suit because he's not that funny.
I think Ron Howard, like, props to Ron Howard and the team, that like, and everybody that did work on the film, though, because I think, you know, for all the chaos it seemed that this film went through in the production phase, I really think they came out with a good product. And mm-hmm. I think.
Impressive. How seamless Ron Howard made it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That he took another movie that was already halfway done and still found a way to fix it.
And it still felt very Ron Howard.
It felt so Ron Howard.
I was like, but that was a good Ron Howard movie.
I was into it. I was into it. And there, you know, someone saying in the chat, sure, it's fun, but it's also canon now. That's so fine. It was already canon.
Like, yeah, they didn't, don't do anything. I was saying new. They didn't do anything that didn't change what we already knew. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like origin stories, and maybe some people will have a problem with what they decided to be the origins, but none of it is really affects anything that we saw before. So
exactly,
that's all the time we have, you guys,
today, folks.
I know you guys want to hear us talk about Kingdom Hearts and what that event was like. We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, thanks for watching Disney News Weekly. Yep. Follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. And I'm Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram and Sarah Sterling_ on Twitter.
Yeah, follow her. And you can follow me on Twitter at LeoZombie or Instagram at MrLeoZombie. Get proper. Yeah, I'd love to see you guys pop in there and share your thoughts on what you thought of our video that we just showed you.
Yeah, you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And thanks so much for watching this week. See you next week.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for hanging out. That was a fun one.
Bye.
That was fun. Later.
Bye.
I love you.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.